Hello, and welcome to the first ever Prayers Before Dawn podcast. It's our mission to have weekly podcasts concentrating on prayer requests. We will give you an email address later in the podcast where you can send your prayer requests. Your hosts this week are Sue and Glenda. Let's start the session out with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Anna S. requests a prayer for travel mercies. Lord, guide Anna as she prepares to travel to Kentucky this month. We thank you, Lord, that Anna will be able to see two of her great-grandkids graduate from high school. Lord, please protect Anna and lead her safely to her destiny and back home again to Florida. A request from Stephanie for her friend Samantha, who had a baby a week ago and is in ICU after complications. Lord God, source of all health, we lift Samantha to you and ask you to heal her body, bring peace to her heart, and surround her with your love. Nurture Samantha, your precious daughter, and give her strength to nurture her newborn. May she always cherish this beautiful gift from you. Amen.
From Margaret, please pray for my husband Jim, who is recovering slowly from pneumonia. At 83, it takes longer to heal. Lord, we entrust Jim's recovery into your hands. May your healing power bring swift and complete restoration. Grant Jim strength, patience, and a spirit of resilience during recovery. We pray also for Margaret. Help her to trust in your faithfulness. Amen.
We have a request from Joan. Lord, your daughter Joan is overwhelmed with a full plate. She is exhausted and needs rest. We ask you to provide comfort and rest right now. Help her focus her thoughts on you, Lord. Help her to give it all to you. Free her mind from fear and negativity. Help her to know there are many things she can put aside so that she can rest in you. Lord, give Joan your peace that passes all understanding. Amen.
From Sarah, for Maria, who has been diagnosed with cancer. Lord, in your mercy and compassion, restore Maria to health and boost her spirits. Please fulfill the words of your prophet Jeremiah, "Heal me, O Lord, and let me be healed. Save me and let me be saved." Sustain Maria with your promise of eternal life, and if it is your will, heal her so that she might continue to serve you and your people in the years ahead. Amen.
From Ingrid, please pray for a successful heart valve surgery for my cousin Bill in New York, as well as his recovery. Heavenly Father, we lift Bill to you as he undergoes surgery. Please guide the hands of the medical team and grant them wisdom. Surround Bill with your healing presence and bring comfort to his heart. We trust in your mercy and healing power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Nick is asking for prayers for himself. He is having a total knee replacement. Heavenly Father, we pray for the skilled hands and discerning minds of the medical team attending to Nick. Guide them in their work, grant them wisdom, and bless their efforts. May your healing flow through their hands. In Jesus' name, we ask for your successful and safe surgery and recovery. Amen.
From Bethany, whose friend Rose is in the hospital, she is currently dealing with complications of congestive heart failure. Heavenly Father, trusting in your great love and mercy, we come to you in humble prayer and ask for healing for your beloved servant Rose. Be with her, granting her comfort and peace. Guide the physicians treating Rose, giving them the skills and wisdom needed in her treatment. Give Rose hope in her suffering, and may she offer it as a share in the passion of Jesus on this day. Father, if it be your will, grant healing to Rose so she may continue to serve others for your honor and glory. We ask all this in the name of your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is an anonymous caller asking for prayers for her daughter. Father, we pray that you allow this young lady to keep her mind and thoughts on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable concerning her body. Lord, remove any negative thoughts or shame concerning her body and appearance. Lord, do not let her be distracted or concerned with comparing herself with her friends or peers on social media. Help her know she is beautiful because she was made in your likeness and image. Amen.
This is a prayer request from Margaret. My husband Daniel has been diagnosed with melanoma. Please ask the Lord to guide the surgeon and for the Lord to remove all traces of this disease from Daniel. Lord of all, we ask for your help and guidance during this difficult time in Daniel's life. Grant Dan the strength to deal with uncertainty and fear. We pray for the skilled hands and discerning minds of the medical team attending Daniel. Grant them wisdom and bless their efforts. May your healing flow through their hands. In the name of Jesus, we ask for a successful and safe surgery. Amen.
From Lucille, please keep Franklin in your prayers as he undergoes surgery. Loving and merciful Father, we come to you in humble prayer to entrust Franklin into your care. Guide the hands of the doctor and all who assist in the surgery. Use their skills to restore Franklin to health and wholeness. Father, we ask that you grant Franklin peace and hope in the hours and days ahead. May he be restored to health so he may continue to serve others for your honor and glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
From Tom, please pray for my friends Mike and Mary who lost their granddaughter, Audrey Claire. She was only a week old. Her parents' names are Gabe and Missy. God of love and life, you gave Audrey Claire to Gabe and Missy. We ask that you now assure them that though she has passed from their sight, she has not passed from your care. Draw them close to you in their sadness, and in due time, bring blessings out of grief and help them to know you are standing beside them. Help them experience your love and healing. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Fran, please pray for my husband, Gary. He was admitted to the hospital last night with several pulmonary embolisms in both lungs. After multiple surgeries this year, each week brings something more that sets him back. Gary is struggling mentally and is depressed. He wants to be better and fully recovered. This is not how he wanted to spend his retirement. Loving Jesus, divine physician and healer of the sick, we come to you in humble prayer and place Gary in your tender care, and we ask that you restore him to good health. Loving Father, alleviate Gary's worry and grant him the strength needed during this illness. May Gary always feel your loving presence. Father, grant comfort to Gary's family, give them comfort and strength to face the days ahead, and the grace needed to support him. Father, if it is your will, grant complete healing to Gary. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a prayer request for Jessica, who was in danger, having been threatened with physical violence. Jesus, we ask you now to seal Jessica and her family in your most precious blood, from the very top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Protect them from evil and shield them from harm. Lord God, may the three of you surround them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord God, may the three of you surround Jessica and her family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Guard their door and keep each gate. Lord God, may the three of you watch over them and still their hearts and calm any fears. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. This request comes from Teresa for healing for Dan, and a second request for Mitchell, who is suffering from mental illness. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servant, Dan. Be close to him in this time of weakness and pain. Sustain him by your grace so that his courage will not fail. Loving God, we thank you for being near to us when we are weak, suffering, and vulnerable. We pray that you will reach out to Mitchell and all who experience mental illness. Lift their burdens, calm their anxiety, and quiet their fears. Surround them with your healing presence so they know they are not alone. We ask this in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
That concludes our prayer request podcast. To reach us, send your prayer request to prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com. The address is also displayed on our video for your convenience. We hope that you will join us again in 2 weeks when we will have more prayer requests for you to hear and pray along with. Let's finish out with a prayer. Dear Lord, come to us, remain with us, and enlighten our hearts. Give us light and strength to know your will, to make it our own, and to live it in our lives. Guide us by your wisdom, support us by your power, for you are God, sharing the glory of Father and Son. Amen. Thank you, and goodbye.